This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The candidates for U.S. Senate and Colorado governor will share their views at a pair of debates tonight in Grand Junction. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports they'll delve into issues vital to Western Colorado.
The debates will focus on concerns like water policy, energy, and economic development, all regional issues that carry weight statewide. With the election now 2 weeks away, Republican Senate candidate Joe O'Day is trying to oust Democratic incumbent Michael Bennett, while Republican Heidi Gnall hopes to do the same against Jared Polis in the governor's race. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The debates start at 6 p.m. here on CPR News and online at CPR.org. The event is sponsored by CPR News, the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, and hosted by Colorado Mesa University. The owners of two pit bulls in Golden are facing charges this week for a fatal dog attack. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
An 88-year-old woman died and a 12-year-old boy was injured when the dogs attacked them in the backyard of a home last month. Both dogs involved were euthanized. The Jefferson County District Attorney's Office says both the alleged owners face up to 3 years in jail each, plus a fine of up to $100,000. They're set to appear in court in November. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A high-stakes legal battle between the Regional Transportation District and its commuter rail contractor could soon be resolved. The two parties sued each other over delays and cost overruns more than 4 years ago. The contractor wants more than $100 million in damages. RTD countersued. The judge in the case says will issue a verdict by late next month. Right now in Denver, it's 58. This is CPR News.